Hello.
How are you, gentlemen?
Well, doing well. Things are good.
Angry.
Uh-oh, Mike's angry.
Angry and sleepy. What's going on?
We established that already. I'm very snippy tonight.
Uh-oh, should be a good show then.
It could be interesting.
A little cranky, Mike.
Yes.
Uh-oh, don't poke the bear, Rob. Don't poke the bear.
Dangerous.
Did somebody show up in a mini and ask if they could buy some linoleum off of you?
No, linoleum would be nice because then then it would have been easily transportable.
There's some marble counters.
Yeah, no, they're still there. I'm actually probably going to use them, thankfully.
Nice. See? You got to love it.
Yeah, it's going to work out somewhat. Yeah. I mean, it would have been nicer to make some money off of them and not have a fucking idiot show up, but, you know.
Yeah, but look at
lemons,
the great story.
Lemonade. You know how it goes.
Exactly. We all got a good story out of it.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. Other than having to actually deal with the person to get the story, it was great.
This is true. This is very true.
Other than that, I really haven't had anything eventful happen there, so that's good. I'll take that as a positive.
Yeah. So, yeah, everything's going well. Everybody's happy for the most part, besides Angry Mike. So we're all
I think I'm more just tattered. Afraid. I think afraid is more appropriate.
I'm trying to think of a nickname for Angry Mike, but I can't think, like, I can't come up with anything like that. Like Robin Yero. Like that just
Yeah, right, I'm pretty right sure Renee has a few old ones that she can create.
Yeah, I bet. Is asshole one of them? No.
That would be a modifier, maybe.
It's a Mike explosion. No, no.
I believe at one point I was called the meanest man in the world by several people. But it was a long time ago.
Meanie Mike.
Meanie Mike.
I know you want to talk about that idiot who walked over the canyon.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, look, he really loves cheese, and I love cheese a lot, too, okay? So you be nice, because Nicolena and I, we praise cheese.
Is this the same guy that went over the Grand Canyon?
I don't know. He didn't really go over the Grand Canyon.
This was his Grand Canyon walk.
I mean, not the Grand Canyon, the Niagara Falls, I meant.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
He was praising cheese the whole time.
All these people were talking about it. I didn't even know it was fucking on. I'm like, is everybody like, does anybody have anything to do?
That's because you've been in construction for a while.
No, but I mean,
why you're so angry.
I know other stuff is on. I'm like, who's paying attention to this guy?
Well, you know, it was really quite cool to watch because unless it was really a green screen and I'm a big sucker.
No, he definitely really did it.
I know
he did. But, you know, it's a dude in his dad pet jeans, tucked in t-shirt, and he's just walking across what really wasn't the Grand Canyon, actually. Sorry.
I mean, still, I mean, that's, you know, I'm not going to take that away from him.
It was fantastic, but it was misrepresented as being the Grand Canyon.
I haven't seen, like, 1 second of it, so I don't really...
It was near the Grand Canyon, but the Grand Canyon wouldn't actually let them do it there, so they ended up doing it on, I think it was in Navajo land or something.
Yeah, they go on to the tribal land to do it.
Yeah, so it was a different canyon, but equally amazing. And you know what? I do make jokes about cheese, but I think it was kind of awesome, regardless of your feelings about religion, to see somebody committing themselves that way so publicly to their faith. So there you go. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the whole thing. And the running at the end and the kissing of the ground, I was like, woo, sweet, awesome, human spirit. I liked it. That's why you love Star Wars and I love Star Trek.
I missed it. He's just another circus freak, and that's all.
You are the meanest man in the world.
Yes.
Meanie Mike.
Speaking of that, I was in New York. Yes. Where everybody is mean. No, not true. So Renee and I went up to New York for my birthday.
I knew about this for like months, by
apparently,
the way.
Apparently, yeah, you knew about it. Josh knew about it. other people knew about it. So we went up, I don't know, on a Saturday, whenever that was. Every day. I thought, let me tell you how messed up I am. I thought tomorrow was Wednesday. That's about where I'm at right now. I was like, is tomorrow Wednesday? Or I'm so screwed up right now. But anyway.
If you want to borrow money off Mike, now's a really good time to do it because he's confused. Yeah.
No, it would be a bad time, actually. But we went up on a Saturday, and Rob met us for lunch and actually bought us lunch, which was nice.
Yes.
That's nice.
Down in
how come you guys didn't post a picture of you together in the group?
I don't know.
No, we should have.
We were eating lunch. I didn't even think of it.
Yeah. we were just like, food.
Well, in the first place,
fuck this, no picture.
We tried to go to a place that was a little too tiny.
Oh, yeah. The place was small. Wasn't even called like...
was it the Nook?
Something. A place called the Nook.
And it was literally a Nook.
Well, it didn't misrepresent itself.
It did not at all. But
there's a lot of false advertising out there. You should appreciate it.
Yeah, no, we found another place, like an Irish bar. But they had to have brunch going, so we had some brunch, some alcohol.
That's good.
And then we went then Rob left us, and later in the evening we went and saw... went to the Empire State Building. Never go on that New York Sky ride.
Oh, it's so
thing.
Stupid.
Jesus fucking Christ. I was angry while we were doing it. Ugh.
Does it still have Scotty? Is Scotty still
Yes!
Alive? Yeah.
It's so bad.
Dude, that thing is like really old.
It's got to be 15 years old.
Yeah,
it's
definitely
Kevin
is.
Bacon and Scotty.
Yeah.
And it's so bad. The thing is so loud when it moves. It's like Star Tours, basically.
Yeah.
It's so loud.
The old Star Tours.
Yeah.
Okay, what is this thing? What is this thing?
It's fucking stupid.
It's
like
a motion simulator ride.
Yes, it's a ripoff. Yeah. So for those of you who ever go to the Empire State Building. And we were in a rush, so we weren't thinking clearly because we had to get back for the show. So we were like, all right, if we can get through something quicker to get to the top quicker, that's what we're going to do. But whatever. So anyway, don't ever go on that part. Just go in the fucking door and go up top.
Definitely go up. It's cool. But
that is well worth it.
Don't waste your time with that.
And we walked up the six flights of stairs from 80 to 86 because where you go up the second elevator because it was crowded for the second elevator. And my God, six flights of stairs is way more than you think it is. Especially when you're already like worn out. But anyway, we got back. We went to go see Once, the show. You know, has anybody seen the movie besides me?
No.
Movie is fantastic, by the way. Glenn Hansard, Marketa Glova, they won the Oscar a few years ago for Best Musical. Best Song in a movie. Remember, she was the one who got cut off, and then Jon Stewart brought her back out, blah, blah, blah. Yada, yada, yada. But anyway, they made a musical of the movie. And so I'm looking at the playbill. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I see the name Arthur Darvill. I'm like, why the fuck do I know that name? Cool. And we're sitting front row, by the way. And I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, why the fuck do I know this name? And I'm just like, I don't know.
IMDb.
I'm like, I don't get it. And yeah, I'm sitting there and I just can't. And then it clicks. I'm like, oh, it's Rory. Well, he's up on. I didn't even recognize him. He was right on stage, right in front of me. He's way taller than you would think he is.
Maybe it's just because you were in the front row and you were looking up.
I think it's because Matt Smith is like a fucking giant, so it makes him look small. I mean, I would say he's probably maybe 6 foot, maybe slightly less than that. But on the show, he looks like he's like 5'8".
Yeah, that's true.
So he was the lead, and he was actually really good. I really enjoyed it. As far as an adaptation, I enjoyed it mostly. I wish they had it. It's like a, I guess it's kind of like a love story. I mean, it's not like a traditional one in that sense. But they made the female character a little too zany. So it kind of took away that part of it, which was a little weird. But other than that, I thought they adapted it pretty well, how they used the stage and all that. And they actually had a bar set up on the stage. So before the show, like, the performers were up there just kind of performing, you know. I'm sure it's a thing they do every night, whatever. But and you could actually go up there and get drinks and all while everybody was performing, like a pre-show kind of thing. And the same thing at the intermissions, or the one intermission, I should say. So that was pretty cool. So we did that. Sweet. And that was kind of, that was it. And I drove home and worked on the house next day.
You're just a slave to this.
That was a 1 day respite from working.
Oh no.
That was my 1 day respite in New York.
Well, at least you got that, you know.
Yes. Yes. It was I really enjoyed Once. I would recommend people go see it. It was, I thought it was really good.
Do you suggest watching the movie first?
Yeah, I prefer the movie. The movie is fantastic. Little independent film. Oops, sorry about that, guys. Yeah, it's just a little independent one, but it's really, really good. Rob, you'd probably enjoy it because it's a musician thing.
Cool. Now I'm looking it up now.
I can't believe you guys have never seen it.
No.
You can't believe I've never seen a movie?
Well, you, I believe. This is the what, like, the main song from it.
But I want to. I know that song, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was everywhere.
Sorry, I just sang it. Because they sing it on, like, American Idol and stuff all the time.
Oh, I'm sure they do, yeah. So that was my 1 day of non-exhaustion.
Sweet. And you got to hang out with Rob, which is
yes,
really cool.
We had a good brunch. It worked out. And I saw a good show later in the evening.
Sounds like a fun day.
Yeah, it was pretty
nice. Great day. Great day.
Weather was good. There was a little fair. That's a bonus. Little street fair going on Times Square. And which is pretty much just people selling counterfeit items, I think.
Yeah. Come this way. Come into this.
I think it was a street fair of counterfeit items, I think, is what was going on. But
they just got together and decided to call it a street fair.
Yeah, it was like, you know, fake Gucci bags and
that's beautiful. Huh. I'm too lazy to be fashionable. And that's the truth. Okay, BitterCon. Can we talk about BitterCon? Or yes. Not So BitterCon?
Is that the name of this? Is that what our show is called tonight?
No.
No.
BitterCast.
Okay, so on July 20th, which is the Saturday night of Comic-Con.
Oh, I won't be able to do it. I'll be at Comic-Con.
You be quiet. This
actually,
is not for
I haven't booked my airfare yet, so that's not a definite.
You might not be. Hey, you're going to end up cursed, and you'll end up being at Comic-Con or BitterCon with the rest of us. Not that I wish that on you. I'm just saying it would be kind of ironic.
Very possible.
Isn't I a dick? Anyway, a group of us, I think there are about 9 people so far, are all going to get together and have a little bit of fun and a little bit of alcoholic adult beverages, perhaps, and chat a little bit about topics that entertain us. And there may be a trivia game or two. And if you have anything you want to, you know, maybe bring to the group to play, a game to play or something like that, then by all means do that and join us. We have a group. We have a group on Facebook. Isn't that shocking? and you can join us. Just find us on BitterCon, and or you can join us on our group, and you can ask me to add you, and I can do that. So, yeah, join us. It'll be fun. Yay, BitterCon.
Sounds fantastic.
Should be cool.
Has that gone on every year since 2010?
I don't think we did it last year.
Oh really?
Yeah, we did.
It might have been small last year, though, or something.
Yeah, no, I think we all just were too bitter. Actually, I think we all just weren't bitter enough. I think that was the problem. So, yeah. But there'll be people from all over the place joining us, and it should be lots of fun. So, there you go. That's all I wanted to say about that. Shall we talk about movies?
Sure.
Nobody has anything else they're excited about?
I have to consult. I mean, no. I mean, nothing that... No, I don't think so.
You're all good? Okay. Thanks. So I watched... I finally watched the Super 8 movie. We'll get back to you if you decide you do. I watched Super 8.
That was good.
From 2011.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
It was a good movie.
I enjoyed it. Yeah.
I won't bother telling you guys what it was about because everybody else has already seen it besides me probably.
Yeah.
Did you both... You both just said you enjoyed it, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Me as well.
It was like one of those good, like it almost felt like a cross between like E.T. E.T. and Cloverfield.
Which yeah, definitely had that feel.
Yeah, yeah. I liked it. I liked the kid. Like, I thought the kid. Oh, and like part Goonies.
Yeah, part Goonies.
Yeah, yeah.
E.T. and Goonies.
E.T. and Goonies. It was like one of those old, like, you know, like movies, you know, kids are the main focus. And I don't know. It was really well done. It was a fun movie. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I totally enjoyed it. I will probably watch it again, actually.
Yeah.
And I don't do that with a lot of things. Star Trek, I'll watch again most of the time. Well, all the... The most recent ones I'm watching a lot because I have digital copies of them, so... Or that one, I have digital copy. The other one comes out, I will also have a digital copy of it, so... There you go. Anyway, Super 8. Check it out if you haven't already, which I'm sure you have. And yeah, somebody went to see Monster University.
I did. I saw a couple movies. Saw Monsters University. I love the Pixar stuff. So, and I thought Monsters Inc. is probably up there for me.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever fully seen Monsters Inc. Actually.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You haven't?
No, I don't really like Billy Crystal.
Oh.
I don't really like post. I don't know, like 1990 Billy Crystal.
You'll forget it's him though. I mean, it's a good character.
Yeah.
Mike Wazowski.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of the few I haven't seen Monsters, Inc.
It's good. It's good. Someone checked out Monsters University, and I thought it was good. It was a lot of fun. It's like when they go to college, basically, or like kind of like it's a prequel. So
It's how they met, basically.
Yeah, how Mike and Sully meet, and you know, go through college, and eventually become, you know, scarers, which, you know. So, it's a lot of fun. I have to say, what really, you can really tell a difference in the graphics of this thing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I bet.
Oh, my gosh. Like, especially, like, when you see, like, say, like, a wide shot of, like, the school campus, I mean, the characters are all kind of cartoony, but, like, the landscapes and the buildings, they look almost photorealistic.
Wow.
Oh,
it's
awesome.
Incredible. Like, I just had I stopped and gaped a couple times. if you see the movie, like, definitely, like, you know, take your eye off the main action and just, like, look at the surroundings. And
I always do that, especially when I see in 3D. Like, when I saw the Lorax in 3D, that was one of the coolest things about it was the background and how immersed you were in it. It's really cool, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I was just like, wow, like, this looks good. Like this is how you know, like, they can, I mean, and you see stuff on, like, how good CG is these days. And, like, it just, I thought of, like, Game of Thrones, where, like, they add in, you know, these castles to these backdrops. So there's a lot of stuff that's not actually there. So, and you can't tell the difference, you know? So it just goes to show you that, I mean, eventually they're going to be making, like, it's just everything is computer generated, you know, practically.
Computers are taking over the world, and we won't know the difference between a hologram and real life. Is that what you're trying to say?
I mean, one day, I think, yeah, it's possible.
Plan the holodeck. It's all fine until something goes wrong in the circuits and the, you know, townspeople take over.
So is Pixar out of ideas?
Well,
why? Oh. Why not? So. They're two really good characters, and it is a cute movie, and it's funny and sweet.
But
not Monster University. I haven't seen it, but
they're on a big sequel run.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
I mean, yes, but because I'm sure it's mostly Disney and they're like, we know this is going to make money.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I understand that.
So I mean, it's that part of it, but they're still going to be coming out with original stuff. I think one of their next ones is involving dinosaurs. So.
Well, that'll be new.
Yeah, that's new. it's new for them. It's new for Pixar.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be amazing.
I want to see Pixar's take on dinosaurs. You
yeah,
know?
That'll be.
Yeah, no, that would be. I don't think there's been a good dinosaur cartoon or animation for a long time.
Yeah.
The Land Before Time was fantastic, Michael. You're the meanest man in the world.
I never saw it.
You've never seen The Land Before Time?
What? No, I never saw it.
Okay, there's only about 500 of them. For
I starters. Know there's a lot of them. I see them on Netflix, but I've never actually watched it.
Oh, really? They're kind of good. Land Before Time's kind of good. Not for you. I mean, I was just kind of thinking more for Connor.
Are the Transformers in Land Before Time?
Hey, at least you've moved on to Transformers.
No, we moved back to Transformers. We vacillate between Transformers and Power Rangers right now. Right now it's Transformers, period. The Transformers were a great cartoon in the 80s, I don't need to see it 24/7.
It could be Strawberry Shortcake or something.
Yeah,
it could be
worse. At least there is like 3 or 4 seasons, so you know, you get a little break. So
that's awesome. Okay. I'm sorry. I totally derailed that. Are you done with Monster University?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, no, I mean, it was definitely good. If you liked Monsters, Inc., definitely go see it. You know, it's fun. It's a good movie.
If you find Billy Crystal either fun or funny, you should go see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this is the end I really want to see.
Yeah, I saw that and I heard a lot of good things about it. And it delivers. That thing is freaking funny. It's hilarious. Obviously, you know what it's about. It's, you know, a bunch of celebrities playing themselves. And, you know, there's like an apocalyptic setting. It's just I'm trying to think of good like there's a lot of great cameos. Emma Watson has a really good cameo. Michael Cera's cameo is amazing. It's really funny. Like we were all dying. We talked about it on Media Junkyard. That's before I saw it, but yeah, I mean everything we said there was just dead on. So it was really funny. Like I really highly recommend it.
Nice.
Definitely. I definitely want to see that.
I keep hearing about these crazy theaters.
Yeah, they're so fantastic.
So there's one I have a friend in Jersey and I forgot which place it is, but I totally said, "All right, so the next like big movie or something totally coming out there because that's the one they have like a over 21 theater." So, like, you know, you have, like, the really comfy chairs and you can order alcohol at your seat and stuff. And, like, yes. I need to go there.
That sounds I
want to go to there. I can't believe we don't have something like that in New York yet. I mean, I'm sure we will
eventually.
Yeah,
that's weird, yeah. Yeah, I wish we had, like, the dine-in theaters or the bar theaters. I think. But, I mean, we at least got the recliner theater. Yeah. I'll take that.
The fastest way to make it happen, Rob, is to call the theater and ask if they have it. And they'll start. And if they get enough phone calls like that, they'll go, maybe we ought to upgrade.
Yeah, I'll call every day.
Every day. And change your voice. Hello, I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
Do you have those nice recliner chairs at your theater? Just a different voice every day. It could be fun. It could be a nice exercise. Kelly Jo, there is an exercise for you in acting. Can you do that, Kelly Jo, for us? Thank you.
Different
Rob
voices.
Wants a comfy chair at the theater.
Yes, please. Thank you.
And get all your theater friends to do the same thing, and then it'll work out in no time.
Yeah.
Every day. You see
I'm sure people are, asking or requesting it. I mean.
Yeah. Anyway, I'd like to go see Much Ado About Nothing, but I'm not going to go and see it in the theater because I reserve that for big movies that have lots of action.
Yeah, I feel like Much Ado About Nothing would be a really good movie just to set at home and watch.
Yes.
But I am looking for... Yeah, totally. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing it, though.
Yeah, me too. I'll probably just... I'll watch it once, and then I'll probably just buy it.
Yeah.
And have it. I want to have it, probably. Anyway, what is going on in the tech game world?
Well, I wasn't going to talk about this, but I was playing it earlier, and I've been playing this game called The Last of Us.
God, I want to play it, but I don't have a PlayStation.
Oh, my God. This game is freaking phenomenal. I knew it was going to be good because it got, like, crazy reviews and much high praise. But, like, so it's basically an apocalyptic setting. There's a virus. It's basically, you know, like zombies. But it's a virus that, you know, and it's 20 years after that. So, like, you know, the world's much different and it's a lot of, you know, people just trying to survive and stuff. And the thing about this game is that, like, it's one of the most balanced games I've ever seen. Also really cool is once the game loads in the beginning, you don't see any more loading screens while you're playing the game. So you'll be in an area and they'll break it up with cutscenes, but you never have to wait for anything to load. And I don't know that I've seen that in a game before. Usually, like, there'll be a cutscene and there'll be, like, a loading screen. But you never see that again after the first initial one, which I find quite amazing. You end up following a lot of... So you play a guy named Joel, and there's, like, this, you know, chick you're hanging around with. And eventually you have to... you get introduced to this teenage girl. And you basically have to escort her... I'm being very vague about it, but you have to escort her, you know, to some place, and it's a, you know, pretty big journey, I guess. And I just can't even explain. Like, this is definitely the closest I've seen to characters acting the most like human beings.
Huh.
Just the conversations that they have, like, you'll just be, you know, walking and she'll comment on things to you. More so than I've seen in other games, you know, just little things that you do, you feel like it actually matters. Like, you feel like you do something, like you pick up something or you go to a certain area, like, and like they notice that and she notices and comments on it and talks about it. So you've really
aware that's, kind
it's,
of scary.
It's a little weird at times and it's like, it's just really, really well put together. And another good balance is you're not always fighting infected people. It's actually the I guess the hardest foes are the humans, you know, because they've got the guns and they're out, you know, for blood. So it's kind of a you'll encounter a bunch of humans and then you'll go through places where there's infected. And one thing that's really intense is there's this certain type of infected called the clickers, and they're really advanced stage of infected. So they can't see; they've lost their vision, but they have really good hearing, and they make this clicking noise. So you kind of have to sneak around, and you don't want to make too much noise, or else they will just run at you and like, you know, chomp on your reins. Basically.
That sounds delightful.
And at first it's kind of easy to get around, but then they start introducing them with the regular normal infected who can see you. So you're trying to avoid making sound for the clickers, but you don't want to get seen by the other infected. So it's like kind of like this. There's a lot of, you know, hiding, ducking behind things and making your way around. And, you know, you can either be stealthy and not waste ammunition and all that kind of thing. Or you can just go and take them out. But you definitely want to conserve, you know, the things that you have. And you'll get upgrades and new weapons and new abilities and stuff. So it's just, it's really, really well balanced. The AI is outstanding and really impressive, and I've never seen anything quite so good before. But you really get close to the characters, and you really, like, you're really invested in this girl, and you really care about her, you know. So, and she's got a really, like, you know, typical teenager, you know, snotty personality, but you know, lovable at the same time, you know.
You backhand her.
It's yeah. Oh, no, it's just really good. Like, a really good story. Gameplay's really well balanced and fun. It's one of the most well put together video games I've played in a long time. So
sweet.
Highly, highly recommended. And this is a PlayStation 3 exclusive. So
yeah. I actually thought about buying one to.
Well, I know. Well, you know what? I mean, with the PS4 coming out, you might be able to get a really cheap PlayStation 3.
Yeah, that's true.
Because there are a lot of really great games that are exclusive.
Exclusive for it.
Yeah. There's another one coming out later on this year called Beyond Two Souls, and the main character is actually what's her face? I'm blanking on her name. God damn it.
Ellen Page.
Yeah, Ellen Page. That's it. Thank you. Yeah, so it's Ellen Page. Like, it's her likeness and her voice and stuff. And mm-hmm. This company's made a couple of the really, really unique and really good games. The other one is another PS3 game called Heavy Rain.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was the one with, like, the murder mystery or whatever.
Yeah,
the writer.
Yeah. Okay. So they make really good games. So I know this is going to be another good one. And there's a lot of other great PS3 exclusive games. So, I mean, it would be great if the PlayStation 4 could play them, because then you could just be like, oh, I'll get a PlayStation 4. But they can't.
So. No compatibility.
Yeah. But you might be able to pick up a cheap PS3.
Prices will be going down for the last generation. So
definitely.
Yeah, I'm excited for Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare on the Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
Connor's made me watch that trailer like 12 times.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. Because he loves Plants vs. Zombies. So he's like, let's watch the trailer. Watch it again and again and again and again.
Kids. Matt actually did post in the group that he had watched Before Midnight.
It's the chick flick.
It's an Ethan Hawke movie. He said he thought that it was great. Richard Linkletter, Ethan Hawke, and Julia Delpy.
Is that the third in the series?
Delpy, have created a great trilogy. Okay. So I'm assuming yes.
Yes. It's After Midnight. It's Before Midnight, Before Sunset, After Sunset, and Before Midnight. Is that what it is? By the way, I've also discovered this week that Google Voice Search is 5 fucking billion times better than Siri.
Yeah, thank you. I'm trying to say this kind of thing.
Whoa. Do you even listen to this show, trilogy? Michael?
Siri is not that good.
What is the Before Sunset trilogy? There we go. Before Midnight, blah, 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 Before Sunset. Yeah, I think that's what it was. Oh, Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, Before Midnight. Boom. Mm-hmm. There we go.
It doesn't tell me any of that.
Thank you, not Siri.
Aw, there you go. So, yeah, Matt enjoyed that. If you might enjoy that too, well, you should probably just check that out, shouldn't you? Mm-hmm. Okay, what else? What else have we got? We have a little bit of television. Did anyone besides me watch Under the Dome?
Yeah, I just saw it.
I didn't see it, so let me know.
It's good. It's solid. You like Jericho, right?
I did like Jericho.
It reminded me of Jericho.
Okay.
I would say it's in that vein. It's not like a heavy duty show.
Do you find out anything about the Dome?
This first episode? No, it just kind of happens. It was only an hour. So, you get introduced to a few characters. Hank's in it from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, there's a ton of people that
Jeff
you know
Fahey.
In it. Like,
yeah, a lot of people you recognize. In it. Yeah, Jeff Fahey's like the main sheriff. It kind of sets up the same thing like in Jericho where you know, the town councilman all of a sudden wants to kind of take over completely, kind of feel, and the sheriff is like, no, we got to keep this more of a democracy. You can see that coming already. which is basically Jericho. but no, like everybody was pretty solid in it. The actors were all pretty solid. Nobody was awful or, you know, anything like that. I'm trying to think if there was the one kid's fucking creepy.
Yeah. Oh, totally. He was creepy from the second, like, you saw him on TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you saw him, you were like, you shouldn't have a creepy look on your face right now, but you look creepy.
There's the mystery guy who's kind of like, what's his name?
Totally cute.
In Jericho.
Mr. Totally Handsome.
Except he was the son, and they didn't know where he was from. This guy is just a mystery guy.
mystery guy.
Yeah, no, I would say it's, what is it, 6 episodes? 8 episodes? Something like that?
Oh, it is?
It's not very long.
It's like a short series?
Yeah,
it's just a short series. I would definitely check it out. It's a good summer show.
Okay, I'm breaking in because Ina sent us an email. It was just after the show, so we wanted to put it in. So she says, hello, Chatterbox people. Greetings from Norway, where we're drowning in the rain at the moment. Yeah, we are here too. And longing for some real summer soon. But in less than 2 weeks, we'll be in Spain, so I shouldn't complain too much. I have some feedback for Under the Dome. I watched the pilot yesterday, and I liked it. And I liked it for the most part. I haven't read the book, so I can't judge it based on that, but I'm interested in the mystery, and I like many of the characters. Dean Norris is awesome. Jeff Fahey was great, but too bad about that ending. And I have enjoyed Britt Robertson and Rochelle Lefevre. I assume that's how she says her name. I'm not sure. And Rachel Lefevre in other things before. Sorry about messing all that up. Bye-bye. I thought the actor playing Junior was pretty weak, though, and his character goes way off the edge really fast. Mike Vogel's character was interesting, and the scene in the field when the dome goes up was very memorable. Poor Cal. Also, a little tip for the boy who was there, when an airplane explodes and the debris is falling directly at you, maybe don't just stand there and stare at it. Overall, it was a good start, and I'll definitely keep watching. Have a great summer, and keep the chatter coming, Ina. Thanks, Ina.
I'll check it out. It's just there's so many other... I'm looking through other things that came back on. Like, Falling Skies came back on, and I've really been enjoying that show, so I have to...
I haven't even seen the second season
yet. Back on that. Yeah. I have to finish Revolution. The Killing came back on.
Yeah, I'm going to check out The Killing. Right now, we're still finishing up Mad Men. We have like 4 episodes left.
Yeah, I think I'm going to finish stuff out first.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, and we started Copper because Copper ended fantastic last year, and I'm really digging Copper.
Yeah, I think I'm going to work on... I have a couple more, like 2 more episodes of Arrested Development, which so good.
Did you get stuck on the Lindsay once? Is that what happened?
The what?
Get stuck on the Lindsay once.
I got past it. I got to the maybe episode.
Dude, yeah.
We're at the Lindsay episode now.
Which one? The first one?
The first one. Oh. Yeah. We're like 3 episodes in.
The second one, I think, is worse than the first one, actually.
Yeah, the hairs are not great, but at least has some important stuff, especially when you get to the maybe episode.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're watching the whole thing, you still have to see
it. Yeah, you need to watch them all because I love how they tie things together.
Yeah.
It's so clever. Like, I honestly must have taken a lot of effort to make all that stuff fit together the way it does.
Yeah, once you watch everything, it all kind of comes together.
Yeah. Like, it almost makes you want to watch again because then you kind of know more about what's going on.
You know, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
If I had time,
I don't
would,
know
but.
Yet, so don't tell me.
Oh, no, I won't say anything, but I mean, everything is everything. You constantly see things you've seen, and but from different perspectives and like from different characters. So it's really well done.
Yeah, awesome. I can't wait to see all of it.
Now,
we've kind of stalled out on
you
the
saw. Did you like Under the Dome?
I did. I think that I'll give it a few episodes and see. Well, it's only 6, so I'll watch the whole thing.
I mean, it might be more than that. I thought it was only a few episodes, though. I don't think it's a lot.
No, I think you're right. I think it's only 6. I found.
I don't think it would work for more than that, honestly.
Is it like a mini series? No. Like it's going to end?
Yeah, I think it's a mini series.
Yeah, it's a Stephen King thing.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll totally watch that thing. Yeah. Like, it's not like a new show that.
Nah,
like,
I think it's just a mini series. Yeah. I don't see how it could work in the long run.
No. No, there has to be the dome has to pop.
Yeah, I just.
Yeah, I mean, because it's, you know what I'm really is bothering me is shows like Once Upon a Time that I enjoy, but the network shows there are so many episodes.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that. Yeah.
22 hour long episodes. Like, I don't have.
That's why I don't watch any of them. Yeah.
That's almost a day, a whole day.
Just their
of
shit.
One show. Yep.
And well, like, that's what's always so nice about the British shows. They're like, they tell it and they're done.
Yeah, that and cable, they're like 10 to 12 episodes, which I think is perfect. And
yeah, yeah, I think 10 to 13 is the good range.
Yeah, because now I'm behind like 15 freaking episodes. Yeah. And like, it's like, I don't even want to watch it because it's so, the idea of watching, I'm 15 hours behind.
And with, honestly, like, with 22 episodes, there's a whole bunch of bullshit filler in there.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You're right. I think you get better straightforward storytelling in 12 episodes.
Yeah, if you want to do whatever, 20 episodes of Modern Family, I mean.
Right, yeah, that's different.
Yeah, it's that's
half
different.
Hour show. But.
Yeah, but if you're going to, like an out revolution, 22 episodes, come on.
Yeah,
there's not
too much.
There's not that much story there.
Too much.
You know?
Well, that's the thing. You have all the best intentions and you start recording it. And the next thing you know, you have all of this, you know.
Same
you
thing
have
happened
all
to
of
me.
This stuff on the PVR backed up.
We fell off of Arrow. I mean, I don't even know where at. I really liked it, but there's just too many fucking episodes.
Well, and it was like super soapy too. And I didn't even really mind that all that much, but like you say, it's just so much. I probably have like, you know, good 10 episodes on the PVR right now.
Yeah, it's not that I gave up on it, but there's too many episodes.
Yeah, I know. I'll get to it when I get to it. Now I have Netflix, so it's probably not going to happen.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And it's summer, so I'm not really spending a lot of time sitting in my armchair in the living room watching television. So that's not happening. I am, however, listening to the Game of Thrones audiobook. I'm on book 5.
Cool.
Yeah, it's very good. I'm enjoying it.
What
still
is,
really annoyed with the changes in the names that irritated the shit out of me.
What is Outlander?
Outlander is a book series. It's a 7-book series that was written a very I probably read it. I would say 15-ish, maybe more years ago. Diane Gabaldon wrote this series called Outlander. And Ronald D. Moore, who is the guy who rebooted Battlestar Galactica and he did Star Trek The Next Generation and Star Trek Deep Space Nine, is going to be making a show out of it for Starz Network. And it is a story about this nurse in 1940. She's a battle or combat nurse in 1945, and she's mysteriously swept back in time to 1743. I'm going to read to you now. Where she's immediately thrown into an unknown world where her life is threatened. When she is forced to marry Jamie Fraser, a chivalrous and romantic young Scottish warrior, a passionate affair is ignited that tears Claire's heart between two vastly different and irreconcilable lives and men. And it's a really great series that I read a long time ago, and it has a huge following of fans, so I'm sure there's lots of ladies who listen to our show who are excited to hear this news. So they're going to bring Claire and Jamie to life, and I think it's going to be really fun to watch. I didn't read the entire 7-book series because it's huge and it does kind of go on. But it was fun. So, yay. I was excited to see that news. And it's going to be on TV on Starz in 2014. So, yay.
Cool. I don't have Starz.
You don't have Starz? I don't have Starz either, but it'll probably trickle down to other places, I imagine.
Sounds good.
So I think the next show that we're going to do is going to be probably the week before Comic-Con.
Pre-Comic-Con.
So if anyone out there is going and they want to, you know, come on and talk about it and, we don't have a guest booked for that episode yet. So if you're going to Comic-Con and you want to join us on the show, please give me a call or don't call me. That's cost you a lot of money. Email me, find me on the Twitter. You know where I am.
I'd say we have... Anyone, like, we could have multiple people on. Like anyone who's going to Comic-Con is allowed on. Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
let's
I want to see what.
About it.
Because I honestly haven't, I guess because I'm so bitter about not going, I haven't really looked at the schedule or who's going to be there. But, I guess I'll hear what you're excited about and what you're looking forward to seeing. And
Perfect. Let's
we
do that.
We can live vicariously through them.
That's right. And don't forget, if you aren't going and you want to join the party on Saturday night, it's going to be a Skype party. You will not be required to take a flight or stay in a hotel room. You can sleep in your own bed that night. You can drink your face off. Don't be too obnoxious, though, or we might just hang up on you by accident. No, that wouldn't happen. Well, maybe.
Well, it might.
It could.
So we'll probably play some games, and if you have a game idea you want to bring to the table, please feel free to do so. And, yeah. Yay! Let's have some get-togethers and some fun-togethers.
Woohoo!
All right. Rob, do you have the document open? Would like to tell people where they can find us?
I would absolutely like to do that. You can find us many different ways. You can, of course, find us on the web, chatterboxpodcast.com. You can listen to all the episodes there in case you don't want to download them or whatnot. We love to hear your questions or your comments or whatever you want, any kind of feedback. And you can email us at chatter@chatterboxpodcast.com. Also on Twitter, I am Rob Venger. What about you guys?
I'm August 95.
He's Ren Mike. we have no Michaela's Got Questions this week because Mike needs some sleep. So we're not going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, especially after giving people two, I think the last two shows were about 2 hours.
Yeah.
So
they were long ones.
Let's give people a break.
If you're behind, we understand.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah, the last one was long, like 1 hour 40.
Yeah.
Hey, we're worth it. You know, our ramblings are worth it. It
took me like 3 hours to edit it. Not really.
That makes me giggle.
Like 5 minutes, I think.
Good night, everybody.
See you later.
Goodbye.
See you next time.
Bye.